Hey, everybody. One and all, it's King Johnny Wizard here. We've got one hell of a mess in front of ourselves. Understand, my friends, my neighbors. We understand scientifically that mercury is a neurotoxin. CNN doesn't want to report that for your interest to defend your own daughter or your own son. They'll watch them be poisoned and suffer irreparable brain damage 100% of the time, and they're just going to smile. You know, they put a whole week into talking to us about vaccines and the mystery of autism. Yet it's completely founded by science to know that they're injecting a heavy metal toxin that will for sure cause your child irreparable brain damage. And they don't want to tell you about it. So many infants die when they receive their vaccines. I don't know what the official numbers are. Does anybody know? Is anybody keeping track of how many infants die? You know, so as I try to explain the nature of uncertainty in prior shows, you know, whose ever fault that is, if you're looking for a New World Order demon that's responsible for all the bad things that take place in this world, it's not as important as stopping the transgression from occurring. But CNN isn't taking our calls. You do a search on Google, you type the word vaccine and mercury, and see how many groups there are. There are dozens of groups that stress this. And yet, not represented. None of them have sent a single email. None of them have tried to get on to Coast to Coast. You know, these people who run Coast to Coast, you know, I know you have a hard time with these things. It's a new world where we wake up to how easily we're being manipulated into dying for criminals who transgress our laws by just entertaining us. You know, I'm telling you right now, our children are being criminally assaulted. It's really got nothing to do with me personally or what you think about me personally. It's that both me and you understand we're being assaulted. They want to lower our IQs so you don't ever have enough dexterity within your thought patterns to realize the banker isn't covering the initial loan. It doesn't have to get any more complicated than that. They're not covering the loan, so you're paying them back for what then? You know, the myth is that you believe that somehow the money you have in your checking account or your savings account is being used to pay for this person's mortgage. But realize, even if that was true, why are you only getting 0.02% on your savings then? You know, you're getting way below the cost of inflation that is caused by the private banking system operating. The devaluating your currency, the money that you're earning. It's not a theory, man. Understand. You know, they borrow our community $1,000, you got to pay back $1,500. Well, the $500 is going to come from one of us, man. Somebody's going to pay them for that. And they're going to take that cash and they're going to put it in their own personal bank account. Okay, you got hedge fund managers with salaries exceeding $1.5 billion. That's $1,500 million. In 1 year. And do you know what they've done to earn that cash? I'm asking. Do you know? Of course you don't. It's never mentioned in the newspapers. It's never mentioned on the television. It's never even mentioned on the radio. How many people on earth even understand what's going on here? Everybody loves Alex Jones. He's awesome. And all that information he's talking about is critically important to put into our equations. Okay? But realize, you know, we're just really stupid. We don't have the leadership present to offer a demand for whoever supports putting fluoride in our water to step forward and explain yourself. And that's what I would be doing with my radio program if I was the guest host on Coast to Coast. I would be going, listen, phone in. We want to hear from where you're coming from, because they don't exist. It's a phantom. You know, it's true, a Bushite or two will call in and go, yeah, well, you got to poison your kid. Got to keep your IQ down so you don't understand. You know, just these most basic, simple things of a person being accused of a criminal offense without any evidence is innocent 100% of the time, every single time. And the accuser deserves, in some states of history, the immediate death sentence. You know, a guy who will tell you Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is the mastermind of 9/11, according to Hammurabi, warrants immediate death sentence against the accuser. That's Hammurabi's law. You kill that accuser. Realize, the accusers of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed are enemies of every living soul, of all the fish in the sea, of all the animals everywhere. Okay? Even in distant galaxies. Okay? Other life forms. Okay? The false accuser is an enemy of all life ourselves. It's not a debatable issue, but a Bushite doesn't have the mind and would rather kill you than allow you to hear a voice like myself speak nationally for opposition. I want to debate and prove these facts to you. I've been one of Earth's, if not the, our great Earth's most prolific political writer. My writing exists greater than any other writing on the planet. Now, it's not because I'm the most popular, okay? Top three, thank God for Google, right? And I'm not looking for myself, but I'm all over the place. You know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of times. So what does that mean? Well, you can track down those who oppose me in Usenet and say, okay, what are their arguments? So we can go through this. There is no argument. Nobody disagrees that mercury is a neurotoxin, man, and they're putting it in our vaccines. Nobody disagrees with that. But CNN silences our voices. And why do they do that? We can write books on it, man, just like we can write books on the other side. You know, why we do things and why we don't. You know, we can write books, but understand the criminal transgression is still occurring. You know, we're scared, I guess. People are fearful that we could be found in error. And if we're found in error, that means we're fallible. And we don't rule the universe as great as God does. You know? And then when you understand what God is, it's ourselves. So I hypothetically, and very truly, but it's a property of your own consciousness that you can consider for yourself also, equally, that you guys are jealous of me. Now, are you jealous of me? I don't know. I got faults. You know, like, I don't see why you could be jealous necessarily. I don't understand, but I'm starting to think maybe I should give this a lot of consideration. You know, I'm great. What does that mean? I don't know. You know, I'm trying to do what's right for myself. And when I do that, that's in the interest of others. If I want to live in a paradise, I got to get you people to do most of the work. Okay. It's like that. No, that's for you, too, if you want. You know, if you want a peaceful world where science and technology bring us to a state of bliss, you're going to have to realize killing people indiscriminately is not an act of freedom. It's not an act of liberty. These are war crimes that are being committed in Iraq. Iraqi citizenry have just as much a right to live in this universe as Americans do. Yet their soldiers shoot people indiscriminately and say they have excuses for it and can't be halted for questions. You know, soldiers who serve for Bush are enemies of America, and they're enemies of the human condition because they don't support the arrest of those who perpetrated 9/11. You know, General Mahmoud Ahmad, that's where the cowards now can be heard screaming. They're cowards. You know, or they have nothing in their minds to justify their assault. You know, you have no excuse in a causeless war. Like, I guess this is why you're trash. No matter whatever excuse you have, it's going to be faulted and wrong. You're killing people to help escape the neocons responsible for a terrorist crime that occurred in New York City. Bush and Cheney worked diligently to close criminal investigations immediately. It's called obstruction of justice. And it's just as serious as the criminal offense itself because, look, they're assisting in the escape of those who are responsible for setting explosives in World Trade Center 7. Wasn't hit by a plane and fell down into a pancake that of a building that's being demoed. And they have video, or we have video. There you go. Who's that? Well, they, we. Where do we step in here to say we have video of police officers telling people to step back because the building's coming down? We're pulling it down now. Step back, please. You know, we have it on BBC and Fox News, too. I don't know if everybody's seen the other video, too. We have it on Fox News in addition to the BBC, where they're reporting that the tower's already fallen. WTC-7 fell, and it's not, and it hadn't fallen yet. And they have it on Fox News just as they did with the BBC. It's live coverage. They're talking about how it's already fallen, and then all of a sudden it starts to fall. We need an explanation there. You know, they don't want to give us an explanation. Don't be pursuing such thoughts on justice winning our days for peace and prosperity in a new great world. They don't want that. Why? Because they can't compete. Like, I lose to no one because I'm a fair arbitrator. You know, I'm willing to go, look, you know, if you come with me with something that you disagree with me and can actually explain it, particularly mathematically, and say, no, John, you're wrong there. I want that info. I want, if I'm in error, I want to be even better. That's a plus, not a negative. So, you know, we're worried about what other people think of ourselves, and really, you know, who cares, man? You know, we've got too many ego problems, and we all want to fit in. Nobody wants to be a loner when we realize, you know, it's an illusion to say that we're not. We're all independent. And we all have our own takes on things, but yet there are indivisible truths that we share as equals. In a just society where all people are as free as can be. You're free to do whatever you want, as long as not infringing on the rights of another to do whatever they want. It's really, really simple. Okay? Now, Bush, I'd say, no, it's not like that. You got to torture innocent people to death to find out who the perpetrators are, right? And that's why all these torturers are such enemies, because they want you in faith to believe that they somehow have a justification when they're not going after the guys who committed the terrorist crime to begin with. It's only a faith initiative that anybody supports that kind of demonic behavior. It's not founded in reason. Why don't you pursue the actual criminals? They go, no, we have to torture this person top secretly. We can't provide you the evidence on why we have to do this. And he doesn't get a lawyer or a judge, and we might just put him to death. Like they're going to do. The Pentagon said they're asking for death sentences to be brought against these torture victims who have done no crime in this universe that we're cognizant of. They got no evidence against them. They just say we tortured these guys. They say they're Al-Qaeda. They say they did 9/11. And now we're putting them to death. These are warring factions. It's those who support the Pentagon's position to execute these people, and it's the human species. Now, I don't want you to fear the Pentagon, because it's really a person. They report the Pentagon is seeking executions. No, we want to know who personally that is, the Pentagon says. Who is that? They need to be arrested for high treason and put to death themselves. Okay? They're accusing, they want to see these individuals be put to death of which they have no evidence against. And the accuser who steals your faith as only is in the case of those that support this kind of behavior are those same people that say, no, you can't have the guy who financed the terrorist strike arrested. We're not going to support that behavior, but the execution of these torture victims. See what this relationship is. Who our demons are who deny us this privilege to demand a formal 9/11 public investigation conducted on the Coast to Coast radio network every fucking day, and it runs for 5 hours. And there's open line calls, and we're defeating Bushite, who tell us about how great it is that George Norrie is not going to get political now because the election's nearing. He's not going to get it now. We got to cut down on any kind of politics. That's what he said. He's ruling over you, America. He's a sadist. He wants to see you suffer while he smiles and entertains you, knowing all these facts as I do, but yet takes no moral stand. This is what I insist on our world changing for the better also. All these terrorist experts, fuck you. You know, the guys on CNN, CBC, MSNBC, just, you know, they're getting paid hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars in salary to do their job. And fuck, come on, how complicated is this? Okay, so how complicated is this? You know, where do you want to begin? Adam Perlman. This guy makes Al-Qaeda videos. Okay? He's a self-confessed Zionist. He's totally into hating Arabs, yet he heads up Al-Qaeda. Now, right? Now, we have evidence indicating that the layer of which the water drop on his videos was made at the same time as a clip installed of the watermark for Intel Center. So I would encourage the FBI to write up some warrants against all employees of Intel Center and seize all their information as evidence indicating their what is alleged to be directly connected to the manufacturing of propaganda against Americans' interests in respect to justice ruling our new ways to a better world. And now, how is this to be so? Well, from how I understand it, it's Photoshop. If you use Photoshop at all and you understand that there can be layers to images, at the time when they installed the watermark for both was at a time that this particular layer was manufactured in the image itself. And I guess you can measure density by pixel size, I suppose it is, because a clip can change, you know, by a fraction of a percentage. So you can, I think that's how they're determining which layers are which. Now, there's not too many people that can comprehend this, so we have to get, you know, the FBI's got to look into this most specifically. But understand, Adam Perlman is a self-confessed Zionist. He hates Arabs. He's a racist. He's really quite a stupid man. But they tell us he's the head of Al-Qaeda, you know, and it's not on the news. All these terrorist experts can't fathom that this information is available when you type it in Google. It's like right away. You know, I don't know how many people have written on this, but quite a few. But understand, none of these terrorist experts ever mention this. You know, just like the TV now with Hitchens I seen on the fucking weekend. Remember, this guy gets on the news all the fucking time, and who is he? Pompous ass is what he is. But he's on there telling us how obscene it is that Obama's preacher would suggest that the CIA sells drugs in places like Detroit. And they're currently indicted. We have several CIA officers that are currently indicted for selling tons of cocaine, actually. Currently. They're going through court right now. But it's not on the news. And Hitchens is able to say that. You know, and it's been firmly established time and 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 time again. You know, that the CIA is an extremely weak intelligence force where they can't find themselves accountable, so individual officers will break off and start, you know, wars in Latin countries. And yet there's no real accountability. The CIA officers themselves are not taught to defend themselves because the paradox is that they want to keep themselves secret from everybody. So it's easily pirated by those with criminal intent. And yes, indeed, they sell cocaine. You know, the DEA is formally disclosed that the DEA is working for heroin pushers to sell drugs into Canada and the United States. Now, I'm not making that up. The DEA went to Afghanistan, or they were in Afghanistan today even, you know, and it was on CNN, they reported on this, and what they do is they get there and they have to meet with the government officials and those of NATO, officials of NATO, and they have to look over a map and make sure that they don't harass anybody that's connected to the Bush administration in selling heroin. So when you look on the map and you go to the American bases, they're surrounded in poppy fields, and they're manufacturing the heroin right in front of the soldiers themselves, as PBS brought us in video, and so did CBC actually. And then actually, there's another documentary that came out recently on this also. But they're right in the fields themselves where the heroin's being manufactured. And the DEA is being told, you do not touch these guys. These guys are our buddies. And the soldiers will say they will do nothing to defend American interests when it comes to these said heroin shipments that are right beside themselves. They won't do anything about that. They've come out publicly time and time and time again to tell us that's what they're doing. Now, the DEA is instructed to go after those who might not share in America's vision of prosperity and freedom and be going on their own in a free market to manufacture heroin outside of direct Bushite military control. So that was like on CNN. I seen it on CNN. The DEA sitting there with the guys at the table, making sure that Bushite forces competition is taken out and they can have monopoly control over pushing drugs. And the DEA is the same agency that in the States will put you in prison for life. You go to prison for life. You know, it's a felony. 25 years, man. You got a little bit of heroin on you that they sold to you themselves? Life. In prison. That's wrong. The DEA is an error. There's a mistake. We have to face this. There's been a breakdown of intelligence, a breakdown of consciousness. It's a God wound. But the DEA, the guys that, you know, I'm sure of it. You know, the majority of them think they're doing the right thing. But no, now they're confronted with a fundamental error. Because now they can't hide from themselves, and they're doing something really stupid. They need leadership. You're in a bad position because it's a criminal act against God's will, a God's interest. Or never mind God. You're just committing a serious criminal attack against an innocent civilian populace. The Taliban banned heroin cultivation. They had a girls' school program. Women were working all over the place, including the Kabul newspaper. Didn't have to wear burqas. Those are truths. There was a girls' school program. Now they tell you the Taliban are selling the heroin and blowing up the schools. It makes no sense. The Taliban's not going to do that. Who were the Taliban? These were the more literate of, or the best literate of Afghanistan society. No, not perfect. You know, it was a third world country. You know, people were on the brink of starvation there. And Bush was stealing all the humanitarian aid, if you recall. But these were the best minds to say statements of fact that stand uncontended to this day and will remain so for all time immemorial. You need evidence to form your conclusion. It's the Taliban that is supporting Americans' interest in survival by demanding evidence to form their conclusion. It's only in faith that Bush steals your will to live. So what are we going to do about this? Are we going to survive? Or are we going to fall down and die? You know, let's have justice for ourselves. Let's demand a formal 9/11 criminal investigation and nab the actual evildoers. And I want to head that up on coast to coast. I want to be the host. That's right. And I want open debate. We're taking open line calls. What's your problem? You know, what they're giving us now doesn't satiate my will to survive. They're putting fluoride in our drinking water. People don't know any better. In Winnipeg, we have CKY, a news station. And we're talking to some northern mayor who was saying about there was nothing wrong with the water. And he bore himself a glass of water from the tap and drank it in front of ourselves. And that was the proof they gave us that the water's safe to drink, because there had been some concerns. But that's as far as the story told us. They didn't tell you anything about the scientific certainty that it's a chemical that causes us damage to our bone structure, makes us weaker, and also keeps us docile, apparently, according to Hitler. You know, Bush's grandfather was Hitler's banker. Let's never forget that. And why is it never present? I want you to understand, these people on TV have motivations that don't share our mutual interests. They want to exploit ourselves. They want something for nothing, essentially. They want to play the market. I want to put money in there and take more money out. And that's all I want. And if it means supporting military dictatorships in a free market society, that's what I'll advocate. Investing in dictatorships where people's rights are denied. And you're made to compete as an American worker for those slave wage salaries. Just get back to work and maybe you'll survive, as Bushite grunts in Iraq have. You know, there's a story from India where these workers were told that they could get a good paying job by flying down to Iraq, and when they got there they became slaves as cooks. They received no money and were routinely beaten. And one of the guy's friends was beaten to death, tortured to death, by the Bushite grunts in the soup kitchens. to think that you have slaves preparing your soldiers' meals. Let that sink in. Let that sink in. Is there a God? Well, you know, these forces of evil that are expressed by Bushite soldiers are as evil can be. You know, they say they have excuses for killing people who are running from an explosion. They say that that's a good person to murder. And that's their excuse. And really, if you understand it, that's not viable. No, it doesn't make any sense, actually. So rules of engagement, there's been no legal thought into that process. And subsequently, when you look at the so-called military tribunals and the military court procedures, they're fraudulent. These men are pretending to be something they're clearly not. They're pretending. Their minds are not strong enough to understand. You know, you had Judge John Head. He ruled that Ouattara's defense couldn't be based on the legality of the war, making it a crime to not commit a crime. That shows you how much thought that judge put into that argument. So as the proceeding continued, it just broke apart. It's an irrationalism. You know, it's not a paradox that you can accept, as we'll go with that instead of justice. So Ouattara won his case, as he should have, as every soldier in Iraq is committing a criminal offense. Saddam wasn't in violation of 1441. Bush is in violation, as was formally declared by the UN, as a war criminal. These are war crimes. Bush is a war criminal. You're only lowering your ability to liberate the Iraqi people by bombing everybody when you had unrestricted access to go wherever you please without delay. You're there to help them, but you blow up all the telephone exchange buildings, murdering thousands of some of the most brilliant women we had on earth. These women were fluent in all kinds of languages. They were just amazing women. And you murdered all of them, indiscriminately slaughtered them, blew up all the telephone exchange buildings, and there's no cause to kill anybody because you're only lowering your ability. If you have unrestricted access by bombing the place, you're only lowering your ability to move freely about. You said you were doing it initially to get the WMDs. But it's been formally disclosed that they knew there were no WMDs in the first place. It's a constant con. And even Frontline. You know, Frontline's done some amazing shows, and they're clearly one of the best. But, you know, they so conveniently, you know, exclude important facts to their documenting of our histories. You know, the aluminum tube story. They knew it was a fraudulent allegation. Saddam provided the blueprints. Said this got nothing to do with building a nuclear weapon. It's reverse engineered rocketry. And many other nations order these same specifications. Here's the blueprints. Here's what we're doing with it. Shut the fuck up. And they continued on after it had been disclosed. That's what this material was for. And the media didn't serve our interest there. Frontline didn't want to tell you about that. Frontline didn't want to expose the fact that it's primarily the media that is failing America. CNN, CBC, and the BBC are our primary targets. Everybody else is crap or fluff. Okay, Fox News, these guys are traitors. But understand what the relationship is. We have all these other guys, and we go, oh yeah, those are the right wings. There is no two parties, okay? You got right wings, they're all in lockstep with each other. Okay, they don't know nothing. They're absolutionists, privatized always. They walk lockstep. And it goes, well, why come the liberals can't get it together? Well, the liberals is everybody else under the sun. You know, it isn't a political ideology. It doesn't fit a mold instantly. You know, where free market is, you just do business with anybody. That's free. Yeah, but if the store down your street has slave labor, you're going to lose competition in your operations, because you got to obey the law to defend yourself, your family. It's like torture. You say, well, we can torture other people in other countries, and then these guys, they fuck up your head and they go, yeah, we don't want to do that because they might torture our soldiers. No, those same individuals will torture Americans. These are guys from third world military dictatorships that Bush has hired on to police American streets, exampled in San Diego. Blackwater's going to assist in police services, and they're lawlessly unaccountable mercenary goons from third world dictatorships. And torture isn't wrong, you're still saying, Americans? Hey, don't be fearful. Don't be fearful of these demons. They need to be destroyed. Anybody supports torture is fucking our enemy. We can't accept anything else but. You know, they won't allow us to debate any of these issues, and they're never validated. It's never justified. Ever! You fuck. So there we go. So we as the human species will not accept Mr. The Pentagon's authority to rule over our innocent lives with murder threats. The person attributed to demanding executions need to be arrested themselves for high treason, including Bush and Cheney for closing in 9/11 investigations, Condoleezza Rice, Myers, Rumsfeld, for their prior plans to invade Afghanistan, premised on blaming bin Laden a terrorist, but providing no evidence to back up the allegation with secure invasion. But no evidence was brought against the accused. And Rumsfeld had military target every single person. He just killed everybody indiscriminately, blew up all the buildings. For what? How are you nabbing the perpetrators of the criminal offense? None of the hijackers are from Afghanistan. None of them. They're from Saudi Arabia. And look at who Bush's closest, most bestest friends are. Saudi Arabia and Uzbekistan. Saudi Arabia takes willful positions of criminality against women who deserve just as much a right to live as all the rest of us do. Now China, the problem with China is that the government's too big, and we're not used to, as a peoples, communicating with such a large body. There's a lot of people in the Chinese government. So you just got to take a position to say, you know, those who support oppressing the Chinese people are enemies of the great China. And the Chinese government has routinely executed these people. You know, a banker screws up, maybe he'll even commit suicide, he's so loyal. So we got to recognize, you know, the people in the Chinese government are very loyal to China. They want to be. Okay, but they just don't have the leadership present to say, hey, listen, all people deserve a right to be free. You know, the Chinese government has taken a position for the Tibetans to give up their religion. You cannot believe in the Dalai Lama no longer. Now worship the state. Well, you know, the Dalai Lama is a curious thing. You know, it used to be, back in time, it would serve a greater power than it does today. For thousands of years, you know, you want somebody who's got some wealth to sit back and ponder our circumstances. Okay, so, and in God's interest, being ever-present, God can invest in a Dalai Lama-type figure. But now, in our societies with mass communications, and as the Dalai Lama has expressed himself, too, open communications is what we need to be committed to. Now, the Dalai Lama doesn't see Bush as an enemy to God. But that doesn't make him a bad guy. He's said he wants to communicate, and that suffering is done through ignorance, and the sharing of knowledge is highest of importance. At least I believe that's essentially what I heard him kind of say in respect to sharing knowledge. But the Dalai Lama is committed to the same things we all are, and for the Chinese government to tell the great Chinese people what they can believe about our universe is an anti-China thing to do. The great Chinese people deserve to be treated with greater respect because we are. You know, so the government, whoever it is in the government who says that Chinese people can't think freely, is an enemy of China. Now, I'm not saying we kill them. Capital punishment is wrong. It is wrong. And God damn you people, I'm stuck here because of this stupid war, okay? But, you know, capital punishment is wrong. But we got to understand there are people who fight for political power, and they can't compete. But that's why they're there, is to use censorship as a form of exploiting our weakness positions to extract our resources. You know, they don't want open communications because then they don't get to steal any more of your cash, right? They don't have, often they have zero skills. You know, there are very few elaborate scams are really ingenious. You know, most of it's right in front of ourselves, and it's just because we don't have honorable people heading up our police institutions. Like, I mean, Mueller, it is the FBI's formal conclusion. There's no evidence linking bin Laden to 9/11, and the guy who financed it is General Mahmoud Ahmad, who was working with the Bush administration's invasion of Afghanistan strategy. Where's Mueller on that issue? So I would ask all FBI officers to support my position to have him arrested for treason or something. Let's arrest him for obstructing justice, most definitely. He knows about this, and yet plays us all for fools, like he can't be aware of this. Like, I'm the most prolific writer. I've battled the Bush administration in our Canadian court system for 5 years, pulling off miracle after miracle after miracle. Thank you very much. Took it all the way to the Supreme Court of Canada and won my case. Now, hopefully I don't have to go back through some more court proceedings, because it really sucks. Okay, but I'll win again, and I'll win again, and I'll win again, because what I say is true. Now, you might not like me for a bunch of things, but Bush did 9/11. No. Are you going to commit yourself to a better world through Christ, ourselves, equals, committed to freedom by democracy? Are you going to accept continual rigged elections, as the Boston Globe has formally disclosed, as we have the evidence directly indicating they completely manufactured these totals? Now, you know how easy this is going to be to prove? It's so amazing. Boy, oh boy, you know how easy this is going to be? There are ridings where nobody voted for McCain in the real totals, and everybody mostly voted for Ron Paul. Now, they switched those numbers directly around, okay? So, you know how easy that is to prove? It's instant. All you got to do is find one person who voted for McCain in that riding, because we have the official total, it being set at zero. Nobody voted for the fucker. And he's the main contender, the guy who supports indiscriminate warfare all over the place. And you guys, you know, I hate to go back through history, but boy, oh boy, you know, Vietnam, you were fighting for the French, okay? It was a French colony, and Ho Chi Minh says, look, we're the Vietnamese who live in Vietnam. We want to manage our own affairs. Thank you very much. We don't want to be a colony where we have to give up a huge percentage of our income to France. Why would we do that? So that's all they were doing. So you directly fought for France there, right? You killed people, more than 1.5 million people indiscriminately slaughtered. On McCain's ship itself, the Forester, you go look through the history. These guys are just indiscriminately slaughter people, rice farmers. It had nothing to do with anything but killing people who wanted to be liberated from tyranny. So he killed all these people, indiscriminately slaughtered them. Okay? You know, so how can that be a good thing? And then you went over and overthrew the democratically elected leader of Haiti for France. How does McCain do it? But all he does is he says, oh, stupid French. He calls them names. And, you know, if you look through some transcripts, you'll find him saying disparaging things about the French. But those people who are in power in France, who oppose the great French people too, thank McCain for that all the time. Because they know McCain will whore for France in an instant. He's asked. You know, overthrowing a democratically elected leader for France, that's what Haiti was. And what was Aristide's position stance when he was orating his concerns for the great people of Haiti? He says, well, why are we paying France? He said, why do we owe them money? Because as a French colony, baby Doc Duvalier was a criminal known far and wide. He stole all the cash himself. You know, he's a despot dictator there, put in power by France as their colony, and France would send money to Haiti, and baby Doc DeValle just took the cash for himself, okay, as a colony of France. Now, he ends up leaving Haiti with all the cash. The so-called money that went to Haiti just went into his pocket. So he takes all the cash for himself and moves over to France. For what? What was the reason there? Why did they want to overthrow this man? Because he's saying these wise words. This history, that's actually what took place. He is still living. He stole all the cash. But you're going to sacrifice your son and daughter to further oppress. Denying freedom from humanity. As they do in Uzbekistan. Funding this madman, Karamov, with military weaponry. Why would you give him weapons? They gave $50 billion of weapons to Saudi Arabia. It's the wealthiest Nazi family on the face of this globe. They have more money than anybody. The nation has trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars. But you as an American taxpayer are going to give them $50 billion in weapons. Where almost all the hijackers came from to begin with. And then, from there proceeded to top secret military installations, according to the greatly honorable Alex Jones. There needs to be a serious criminal investigation done here, and we need to nab these guys to bring back a cherished freedom that we'll always defend. I'm not going nowhere here. Is there a God? Well, sure, most certainly there is. Electromagnetic energy exists everywhere, timelessly. We can split photons, man. We put atomic clocks 40 miles apart, change the polarity. At one side, on the other, it's moving in unison. There's no time between the two events occurring. And it's the property of the same energy, which is mass, a property of mass. It's like everything's eternal. It's beyond infinite. Well, it's infinite in its understanding, so that's why we can't comprehend it. You can't get your mind around it. For every linear expression is only a part of the whole that exists forever. Now, does that mean, as Ariel Sharon used to say, he wants to live in eternity where he can continually deny the freedoms of others to live justly. That's what his paradise on earth was going to be. What is this madness that we must continually suffer with because CNN has made a decision, once again, to watch ourselves be ignored? Well, our children are poisoned. Our food is poisoned. We got to get the aspartame out of our system. People are addicted to it, unfortunately. So they say, no, I like it. There's nothing wrong with it. Well, no, it makes you fatter. I don't care. It tastes good. Yeah, but, it's a neural toxin, my friend. It contains methanol and formaldehyde and ant sting poison. It's really not very good for you at all. Glue sniffers sometimes will say it's great high. Crack cocaine, heroin. So, just think about the internet for a second. Very few newspapers contribute to our global battles and discussions. Why is that? Because it's trash. You read your newspaper. Well, can't you hire anybody worthwhile? Can't be too controversial, which means you can't take on any struggle to defend the community that's being plundered, which way but free. Anyway, National Post, they did a thing about the great joys of Ritalin to be given to your children. And how it all made sense, because when you ask the kids, they say, well, no, I couldn't go a day without it. And that proved it. There's your evidence. So you say, well, without my Ritalin, I don't know what I'd do. Crack cocaine, same thing, man. Some people can't do anything else but. We have the unfortunate situation with what are termed crack whores or crack prostitutes. A lot of prostitutes are hooked to crack cocaine, and they need money to get another hit, and they'll do anything, as that is the addictive nature of this substance. Finding any justification whatsoever because their nervous system is being hijacked. Now, I really want to try to change this for the better, and it's going to be a difficult struggle. But we've got to talk about what legalizing would mean. Especially like with heroin, the government's pumping the stuff in by the tonful, and they're going to still at the same time say they're all set to put you in prison for life by having some of their controlled substance in your possession. So, of course, these are serious matters. It's much easier to pretend these issues don't involve your life and go on with your PlayStation games. and some of these incredible deviations that we can take while we're continually plundered and left for victim. You know, we're doing it to ourselves by not supporting the defense of our own child who they want to continually give a vaccine we know will cause brain damage. We're failing to communicate. You know, or is it that we don't care? We don't care about our own children? Don't you care about your kids? Of course we do. It's the contempt that these people have for our lives that say, invest in the market. Invest in slave labor conditions. Invest in wars where you can sacrifice your kid. You know, remember Romney's argument for why his children who support the war won't enlist themselves isn't valid anymore, but his kids still haven't gone to sacrifice their lives, and yet they want to continue these conflicts. They want to invest his father. His sons, you know, make up your own minds, kids. I mean, your father, Romney, supports Blackwater. This is a lawless mercenary group. These are Antichrist forces of pure evil. You can't get more despicable than a person to tell you he can do whatever he wishes to any one of us and not be prosecuted for it because the military forces do not have leadership skills present to defend true liberty, true freedom. Well, that times are changing, man. I'm taking control of all military functions. We're going to arrest, as I say, the principal perpetrators for 9/11, and we're going to investigate thoroughly through the evidence trail that will be done publicly on coast-to-coast radio. Every day, 5 hours a day, we'll continue on with proceedings, with open line callers, that those that don't know what they are talking about will be thoroughly trounced by wiser words. As I know, we are, in a sense, unbounded everywhere. Even in our wakeful state, there is a dream attribute to the nature of uncertainty. And there being truly, the boundaries we create are only manifestations of our failures to comprehend the bigger picture, which is beyond our comprehension in a timeless, multidimensional state, which is still the same. It's like a fish in water doesn't know he's in water, right? It's like the table exists in three dimensions, but we understand the electromagnetic nature of mass. And its position being all places everything. And Einstein talked briefly about this where nothing is separate. It's our minds that create this separateness, which isn't a perception of our true. Well, I better know. That's not what Einstein said. Never mind. But Einstein talked a little bit about that nature. I've got things to learn, too. I don't know everything. But I know we need justice. We need to defend ourselves because Greenspan and his friends stole $4 trillion. There's no accounting in the Pentagon for military expenditures. So we have to challenge congressmen to demand that an audit be done immediately. And we have to recognize, you know, Lieberman's taken hundreds of thousands of dollars in donations from the government of Israel. So he supports sending them endless amounts of money to victimize innocent people, of which he receives a direct kickback. It's all public information. He doesn't deny this. They commit criminal acts against innocent people. See, it's people like him that, you know, he shouldn't be there. He's not qualified. He doesn't understand. So this is another reason why our newspapers don't want to cover these issues, impartially, because they're afraid they're going to hurt the feelings of actual criminals. Oh, he's too stupid, Joe Lieberman is, to know any better. That justice rules America or not? Do you want justice for yourself? Do you understand? You need to stop these guys from continually committing crimes against your beings because you're really losing now. Your economy is tanking because the guys in the banking industry are cashing in on everything. They're seizing everything and then reselling it or whatever, regurgitating it. They say the market's still hugely successful when we've discovered that almost 99% of it is controlled by investment bankers. You know, the whole thing's a fraud. There are some people invested in there, but it's mostly a fraud. It's all controlled now by a couple of trillionaires. They own everything. They move it around like there's more than You people have to understand how your money is being managed. So you have Social Security, for example. You're only getting 2% on your trillion-dollar deposit, of which Bush has taken more than $700 billion out of those accounts. And while he was taking all that cash, he kept on encouraging it to be privatized so he could hide the criminal trail of his transgression, to take money out of a trust fund, to spend indiscriminately. Well, you're still told you're giving money for Social Security. And they pocket that cash for themselves. And apparently this started with Clinton. But Bush is the biggest thief of them all with $700 billion unaccounted for. All that money's got to come back. We've got to track it all down. You say it's impossible. It's not impossible. Nothing is impossible.